Most there just pointed out to me, I may have misspoke. I mentioned that Moser is one of the Avos Nezikin. It's actually not. And the Gemara discusses why it wasn't listed, but it really is a Mazik. But the Gemara explains it's only the Dibura, since it came through Dibur, so it didn't get listed in the Brice. So that just, I quoted the Gemara about Kamen not correctly. Also, if anyone's interested in that Tshuva from Five of Cones, that's out to Level Yashiv. It's in Yeshurun, Volume Tesvav. I thought I brought it, but it should be there. It's a very interesting back and forth. The other thing just to mention, again, not paskining, but though we pointed out after Shir yesterday, and it's also mentioned in many of the poskim, that a lot of the issues of Moser were very much connected to the fact that the governmental authorities were not always honest, they were corrupt, and they would do things to punish far more than what would be normal and expected and commensurate. So obviously, to the extent that you have a just government, so it could be some of the Chomer HaIsser is not the same, doesn't mean that there isn't anything to consider. Obviously, it's still an inyan that has to be weighed carefully, but it does obviously change the equation somewhat in terms of Halacha Maisa, Hilchas Mesira. Okay, regarding the new Gemara. Okay, Zakti Gemara, another connection to Sirtut, but another inyan. Shochele Lemar Ukva. They, doesn't say where, maybe from Eretz Yisrael, Mar Ukva was in Bavel. Shochele Lemar Ukva. They asked him the following question, and the question was, Zimra Minolan da Asir. How do we know that music is Asir? Now, in the way it's phrased, reading the words itself, it doesn't clearly say the context. Obviously, we're going to see the Hemshach HaGemara more that can flesh out. We have to understand, are we discussing vocal music? Are we discussing instrumental music? Are we talking about the music being accompanied by the drinking of wine in a tavern, which was customary? Is it just without that? All this is very vague in the way the question is phrased. Now, what Rashi right away points out, and this is going to be very relevant as we go on, is that the question itself of Zimra has to do specifically with Beis HaMishtos. The Shorib Beis HaMishtos, to have the music being performed in a house of Mishta, which of course has a connotation of Yayin. So where Rashi got this from, Mustama, is from the Hemshach HaGemara. Because the response of Mar Ukva was Sirtet v'kasav lehu, so he's quoting a pasuk and he wrote Sirtut again, hence the connection to the earlier Gemara of Sirtut, and he quoted this pasuk in Treyasar in Hosea, which states Al tismach Yisrael el gil. The way it's appearing in all the texts of the Gemara is gil ba'amim, but as you see when they quote the pasuk, it's really el gil ka'amim. What does it mean? That it's telling the Jewish people not to have the sense of rejoicing the way that the nations do. And so Bar Ukva is saying that that is therefore the source for why Zimra is Asr. Rashi doesn't explain exactly the drasha, but it's self-explanatory. The basis for the Isser, we don't really see anything so far in the Gemara. The sense that we'll see from the Gemara in Sota, based on the Hemshach HaGemara, would seem to connect this to the Churban. But we'll see more carefully, maybe there's other ways to understand it as well. So far what we have is a response to the question with a pasuk in Hosea, without much to work with. But the Gemara continues. In fact, the Gemara, V'lishlach luhu mehacha. Why not respond with a different pasuk? Why go to Hosea? Why not quote a pasuk in Yeshaya? The pasuk says, "Bishir lo yish tu yayin, yemar shechar l'shosav." This pasuk, just to have a little bit of context, the nevuah is a very gloomy nevuah here in Yeshaya Chav Dalet. It only gets a little bit better later on in the parak, but really the way it begins. Very depressing, Nevuah. Hinei Hashem bokeya oretz uvolka. He's breaking the land up. People are going to be scattered. Everyone will be subjected to state of affairs. Hayach ha'am ka kohen, ka eved, ka donav. Again, hibok tibok ha'aretz. These are not familiar psukim, not haftorah anywhere. So even I wasn't so familiar until I started looking this morning at the psukim. So no one should think I wrote Yeshaya and I know Yeshaya. Okay, no misrepresentation here. Mamish, the words are not familiar to. I think most of me are probably not familiar with this. Not that they shouldn't be, but this is the way it is. Avla navla haaretz umlula navla tevel umlalu meromam haaretz, and so on. And then a few psukim after that, okay, right before Bashir Yishtiyayin, Shavas Misos Tupim, the joy of drums is stopped. Chadal Shaon Alizim, the tumult, commotion of those who are celebrating or happy is stopped. Shavas Misos Kinor, and probably Rashi got what he's going to say from this last word, Kinor. The joy of the harp, I guess, Kinor, is stopped. Then comes Pasuk Tes. Bashir lo yishtu yayin. Yemar sheichar lishosav. So they're not drinking wine in with song. And sheichar, beverages of alcohol, will be bitter to those who drink it. And it goes on with more depressing nevuah. It only gets a little bit better again if you read on, a little bit further on in the parak. So this is very much a pasuk that's in the middle of a larger nevuah of doom, of gloom and doom. Okay, but meanwhile, there's something we can extract from the pasuk, and that is that Bashir Vayishtu Yayin, that one should not have music, right? Bashir, but it says Vayishtu Yayin. So that obviously is what led Rashi initially to read the Gemara as Zimra, meaning to say that is in Beis HaMishtos, because the question was, let him use the other pasuk. That other pasuk is Yishtu Yayin, together with accompanied by drinking. So that would suggest that the entire question also was in that context. That's clearly how Rashi got it. Yeah. So the Gemara asks, why didn't he use that pasuk? Says the Gemara, Imeahu hava mina hanimili zema demana. If I had that pasuk, I would say it's only if it's zemer that's from an instrument. Mana is Aramaic for a kli. It's instrumental music. Ava de puma, but from the mouth, meaning vocal music, shari. Kamash malan. So that's why he uses the pasuk in Hosea. That pasuk is speaking about not necessarily with a kli. The Gemara assumes Bashir Yushtiyayin is with a kli. But Atismach Yisrael is rejoicing in any sense, even with vocal music. But again, according to Rashi, it would seem only in the context of, as we began with, Beis HaMishtos. Is there something in that pasuk specifically that would indicate that we're discussing instrumental? And the pasuk in Hosea, by its very context, would suggest even the puma? Or is it just because it's two psukim and we're sort of working off of, once you have one, now you can extend it to the other? What are you thinking, Yaakov Meir?
We saw the pasuk before.
So very good. So this is what Rashi says. Look at Rashi. Zimra l'shabes ha-mishtos, yema sheichar, yehe mar, that's what yema means, demana kinor. So that may be what Rashi had in mind. Rashi says kinor. First of all, why Rashi kinor? Mar says demana. So mana means kli. Now obviously it would mean not lav dafka, but Rashi says kinor because Rashi was trying to maybe answer this question. Why did we suggest that? Shavas misos kinor. See what you can gain by sometimes looking things up in their context. Shavas misos kinor. Mamish the next pasuk, Bashir lo yishtu yayin. So there could be that's what the Gemara means. Alternatively, it could be just a question of repetition. So one pasuk, so what's more chamor, perhaps instrumental music, so you have now another pasuk. But it could be, what Rashi seems to be saying, is that pasuk specifically would seem to be suggesting an instrumental. Okay, so what are we left with? Again, with the idea that at the end of the day, it's usher to have music, even if it's not by instruments. But then again, it's only in the context of the Beis HaMishtos. So over wine, you shouldn't be enjoying music of any kind, not through instruments, not through vocal. And again, the reason is not stated in Mefurish anywhere, not in Rashi, not in the Gemara. There is the Mishnah, second, Mishnah in Sota, you have it, right, that quotes this very same pasuk. And specifically mentioned the connection to Churban Beis HaMikdash. And here you see how Rashi's Lashon very much seems to track that Lashon of the Mishnah. When Rashi translates Zimra L'sho Beis HaMishtos, where does Beis HaMishtos appear in connection to Isser Zimra? The Lashon HaMishnah stated Tzolta Memches Mishabatla Sanhedrin Batla Shir Beis HaMishtos Shenemar B'Shir Lo Yishtuyay. And it goes on to other things. Now, Batla Sanhedrin is mentioned in connection to other things that also were associated with Churban Beis HaMikdash. Now, Churban Beis HaMikdash had different stages and different phases. There was the actual Churban itself. But even prior to the Churban, there was a point that the Sanhedrin had to go into exile. They had to leave their main headquarters by Lishkas HaGazis, and they had different places that they went. And there was already a certain Yerida in the Madrega of Klal Yisrael and the Shechina, and even the Sanhedrin couldn't try Din Nefashis anymore. So it was already a certain process of the Golos of the Churban had already set into motion. So the Pashup Shad of reading the Mishnah is that this Inyan of Batu Shiris Mishtos is as part of the Inyan of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara, right, commenting on the Mishnah, Mimai the Mishbatu Sanhedrin Siv, how do you know that this is talking Mishbatu Sanhedrin, Amr Achuna, brings a pasuk in Eicha, Zekein Mishar Shavasu. This is in Perakei of Eicha, Bachurim in the Ginasam. So Zekein Mishar Shavasu is this Kainim in the Shar, or the Sanhedrin, the Dayanin. And the Bachurim in the Ginasam is a result of that. So the sense that we would get from this Mishnah in Sota is that this Issa, again, although we don't see it in Gemar Gittin, we get a sense that it's connected to the Churban. We see it in Mefurish in the Rambam, although the Meiri may have a different take on this. But from the Rambam, it's, even though the Rambam has other unique shittas, but it's connected to the Inyan of the Churban. But what is it discussing? Again, it's discussing, as the Gemara says, the Beshiri Yishtiyayin is discussing what? The Nana, but then we have also the other Pasuk that allows us to expand that to even vocal. Not the Beis HaMishtos. What would we say at this point reading Rashi? Doesn't seem to say that there was any issue. Just a second before I take your question, Baruch Noam. There is a Rashi, however, and this is interesting because maybe the Girsa in Chagiga, in Perek Sheni, there's a lot of Agadita, and it talks about Acher. Acher was the Rebbe of Rav Meir, Elisha ben Avuya, who was considered Acher. He went off the Derech, and there are a lot of things the Gemara says about him, about what. Why didn't the Torah give him the protection that we want Torah to give? So the Gemara asks on the bottom of Tezva Avamid Beis, Acher, Mai. Rashi explains, Mipnei ma bali dekach velo higina Torah so olav. Why didn't he have the protection of Torah? So the Gemara answers, Zemer Yivani lo pasak. Now, in our Gemara, I'm reading what the Gemara says in the Gemara here. Zemer Yivani lo pasak mi pumei. The Greek songs did not stop leaving his mouth. Okay. Now, what does it mean? It sounds like we're talking about vocal. One answer is going to be we're going to see something in Tosfos about it. Misani biyosem. We'll get to Tosfos in a second. Rashi says, now here the Rashi's girsa, Zemi Yivani lo pasak mi beso. Okay, and then Rashi continents. V'hayo lo lo haniach b'shvil churban habayis. Dechsiv b'shir lo yishtu yayin. Lashon Rashi chagiga tesvav amibes, that the taina on Anacher, that he didn't have the schus ha-Torah helping him, was he should not have allowed the music to be part of what he was doing because of Churban HaBayis, quoting B'Shiru Shlayayin. So one thing is, clearly Rashi is learning Pshat, B'Shiru Shlayayin in the Mishnah is based on Churban HaBayis, as we thought. Rashi says, the taina was, he should have been maniach B'Shiru Churban HaBayis. But what was it that he should have been maniach? And Rashi quotes B'Shiru Shlayayin. And what did the Gemara say by us? B'Shiru Shlayayin is what kind of a music? It's what mana. Like it says Kinar in the Pasuk before. The Lashna Gemara is go pasak mi pume. The Dibar Maschil of Rashi is go pasak mi beisa. But something about this would seem to indicate that at the end of the day, maybe the Shilish the Yayin goes beyond just the situation of mana, zima de mana, right? There's a tzion of Rabbi Akiva Eger on this Rashi, d'chsi b'shilo yishtu yayin. This is Mistama, what he had in mind. He says, ayin gittin dav zayin amad aleph, ad kad Rabbi Akiva Eger, on the Rashi. Now, figure out what's Rabbi Akiva Eger's ha'ara. There is a mahalach, two seconds, both of you. What does Tosas add here? Tosas says, zimna on the aser, pirish b'kundris, v'shar b'esa mishtos. So this has to do with, as Rashi starts, the sugya is about doing it over wine. Doing what over wine? So again, if Bishul Yishtayayin was the only source, that would be instrumental. Now that we have the other pasuk, now we know it's usher over wine, even if it's vocal. V'chein mashma, Tosis has, how did Rashi get it from us? We ourselves were omed on this. So we're discussing over wine. Ubeperek basra de sota, we ourselves quoted now, Tanan, Mishabotka Sanhedrin, Batushir, Bismishtos, Nemba Shilish to Yayin. Fine. So Atkan, so far, all we have is Ala Yayin. And we know all kinds of music over Yayin. So this can continue. So the Roy Lahachmir Bekayotse, Taidi Yerushalmi, was also fitting to be Machmir, anything that is parallel to a Yerushalmi. That, what is a Yerushalmi? Davi Koyim Bedomich Bezimra. Tosis doesn't quote the whole Yerushalmi, but Tosis alluded to it earlier. If you remember Abusai and Davava Medeis in the Tosis about Sirtut, when he discusses when you change the words around and whether it works, and whether you need to change the words around if it's for a drasha or if it's for a stamet sachus, the Tosis says. I'm just going to quote the Russian, the part that we need to know for us. Mi Yerushalmi. Then he says, "Miu harbe maybe sham shenirah shall you kosim ledrasha." What Tosis meant by that, we saw a question in the Marshif, the Marat Marshal. What Tosis wanted by bringing this, but what did Tosis say? That we have other examples in Yerushalmi that they were writing ledrasha and they flipped the order. Again, what Tosis' reason he said it was a question of pshat and Tosis. But what does he quote among other things? The Kamar Mar Ukva Shalach. At that time, he wasn't the Resh Galusa. He sent to the Resh Galusa a letter. What was the Resh Galusa's common practice? He was koi v'damich. What's koi and what's damich? Koi means he was waking up, get up in the morning, and damich is milashin shena. He was going to sleep. Both morning and evening, he was used to having music, people singing or playing music for him. Doesn't say how, whatever, zemer. And he sent him the pasuk. Which pasuk? The pasuk that we have in our Gemara that Marukva sent, except that in our Gemara he sent the pasuk with Sirtut and wrote it in order. In the Yerushalmi, when he was sending a letter to Resh Galusa, he also quoted that pasuk. But how did he quote it? Yisrael al tismach, and as some have the girsa, not el gil ka'amim, but ba'amim or ka'amim el gil. He flipped both halves of the pasuk. Okay, so meanwhile, this is what Tosis is referencing by us. That you see that there's something else to keep in mind in this Gemara, and that is even if it's not the base of Mishtos, because the Resh Galusa wasn't waking up drinking wine, or going to sleep drinking wine. He was waking up and going to sleep with the Zemer. But what does Tosis mean? Roi lahachmir, the kayotse da'id Yerushalmi. So what does Tosis mean? That this is also Roi Lahachmir. Does Tosis mean that this becomes part and parcel of the same Isser? Now, the Isser of Yayin is Lav Dafka Yayin. It's because Yayin brings up Oneg, and the Oneg can come with the Yayin even on an occasional basis, and the same level Oneg can come without Yayin if it's done on a constant basis. If that were the Pshat and Tosis, then maybe this would be the idea in Rashi also. Rashi in Chagiga, leaving out, right, Rashi says that Bishul Yishtayayin, and Rashi is talking there about Acher, doesn't say that it was over wine. He was just, lo pasak mi beso, pasak mi pume. The answer is because Bishul Yishtayayin ultimately brings out the Isser of Tainug, that the Isser, because of Churban Beis HaMikdash, is to be have mitainug from music. The Tainug can be elicited from Yayin, it can be elicited from the person who's constantly hearing music before goes to bed, when he wakes up in the morning. That's what I thought maybe to be Miyashiv Rashi in Chagiga, but that's assuming that it's mamish the same level Isser. I'm not sure in the words of Tosis if this is real what Tosis means. Tosis v'roi lahachmir b'kayotze. Does Tosis mean that it's mamish the same Isser? Or does he mean that once we know that there's an Isser b'vesa mishtos, that's the real Isser? That's the batla shir b'vesa mishtos of the Mishnah Sota? And then Tosis is extending something that roi lahachmir. Roi lahachmir is not the same thing as saying minolan da'asim. It's two separate levels. This is a different level. We see from the Ramah, it sounds again that it's more mixed together. The Ramah, who brings both together, it sounds like it is ultimately one shem Isser. The Lashon HaTosis, however, is maybe not so meduyik that way. But Rav Lachmi sounds like it's something else. It's a tier that's a little bit below what we started with. Based on the Shtos, that's the hardcore Isser, and there is some idea of Yayin Bedafka, not just the Hechetimsa Ta'oneg. There's something about Yayin with the music together. And then there's something else that Tosus is bringing based on the Yerushalmi. But we'll see, maybe if we look at the Ramah soon, we'll see it's Mashba, it is one Inyan, and from maybe the Rashi in Chagiga, that Kivigah's Mitzayin, that we don't know what he had in mind, Mitzayin exactly. Was it because it says Mipune, and the Shilish Dayayin is really a Kli? Was it that? Was it because Rashi says it's only Vesem Mishtos, and there it doesn't say that Acher was doing it Vesem Mishtos? Kivigah's just Eichen Davzayin. All right, now figure out Rashi, that's what Kivigah meant to ask. That's Braila Hachmir. Okay, let's pause now before we continue the Tosis. I know a few people had questions, and we'll come to the end of the Tosis in a minute. Okay, Rav Noam, before?
Rabbi was just saying that about learning mana and
versus Puma.
How does that relate to instruments? Right. Marsha also says in the Ferris that.
The Marsha says?
About the Puma, Iker Shir, the Peh, Havam Farshin and Haikra, the Kli.
That's what we said our own. We mechavin Baruch Hashem. Okay, I just on my own. I saw the pasukim. So Mashiach says good. Okay, anything? What else?
Why does the Gemara Sota bring a different pasuk?
This no. The Gemara asks, how do you know Mishpatla Sanhedrin?
Why?
No. How do you know Mishpatla Sanhedrin that's when this came into effect? So that's what the Gemara asks. So that the Gemara brings a pasuk in Eicha. The Kainim Mishar Shavasu is the Bitul Sanhedrin, right. The Kainim of the Dayanim, and it says after, Bachurim in the Ginasam. So that's Megala on the Pasuk in Yeshaya, the Ship Asher Yishtuyayin, it's a function of the Bitul Sanhedrin. Okay.
That's it, but the Shir Yishtuyayin, meaning in our Pasuk, if we were to bring the Pasuk of Al Tismach, that wouldn't work for. In other cases also?
Well, Altismach is just, as Agmar seems to be saying, is going beyond instrumental to vocal. But as far as the Inyan of the Bitul Shir Beis Mishtos, which is associated with Bitul Sanhedrin, that's what the Pasuk in Eicha is just shedding light on how we know to connect it to Bitul Sanhedrin. That's what the Gemara is bringing in Eicha. Okay, so again, for now, we saw the Lashon HaRashi in Chagiga. It's clearly connecting to the Churban. And it sounds, what are we left with from Rashi and Petosa so far? The following. We know that the Beis HaMishtos, it's Aser, Bein Shira B'Kli, Bein Shira B'Pen. Once I have those both Psukim, it could be both Psukim, one is Megal and the other. At the end of the day, you have both Psukim, you know, it's even Shira B'Pen, and it's only the Beis HaMishtos. That's number one. And it's connected to the Churban. And then we have this Roi LaHachmir of Tosis, which we're a little bit unsure whether it's on the same level, Chomer Isser, the same Chefs of Isser, or something more, you know, on a tier below. And that is Roi LaHachmir, even if it's not the Beis HaMishtos, but it's something that you're Rogil in, like the case of the Reish Galusa, who's constantly waking up and going to sleep to music. And that, again, would sound like either music any type, but it's even not the Yayin, but it's something that he's doing all the time. And the Stama, even if it's not the same Isser, but it's Alderech, the same Isser, so it's also connected to the Churban, we would assume. Right? Okay. So what are the loopholes? What are the Heterim? So here Tosis opens the door a little bit. Tosis says, the Shir Shal Mitzvah Shari. If it's a Shir Shal Mitzvah, it's permitted. What's example of Shir Shal Mitzvah? Kigon b'shas chupa she'osim u'sameach chasim bekala. So you're doing it for the chasana b'shas chupa, so that's mutter. Now, kigon can mean, for example, kigon can mean the hainu. You know, if you look around in Rashi's different places in Shas, kigon has different connotations. Kigon can mean colon. This is it. Or kigon, more often in our mind, it means etc. You know, after that, you can have other examples that fit the same profile. What do you think? How do you learn Tosis? Tosis kigon, but he says shir shel mitzvah. Does he mean only this shir shel mitzvah? L'chayra, shir shel mitzvah can mean category. Whatever category. So, for example, a si mesechta is also a mitzvah. Okay? A banquet for a yeshiva? Moshe is misopic about, right? What's called shir shel mitzvah? His orus, your shemayim. Okay, these are all questions that have to be addressed. But this is Tosis. We'll get some to the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam. This is what we left with so far, reading the Gemara and Dav Gittin, Dav Zayin, Rashi, and Tosis. Yes?
When Rashi says kigon, touching the words of the Gemara, so if he's going to say category and then touch what he's saying, wouldn't it be more stopped?
Which Rashi are you talking about?
I'm saying in general. So Rashi says,
sometimes Rashi says kigon, he means this is it. This is the example, the hainu.
But wouldn't that be because he's touching the pasuk? If Tosis is going to say this is a category,
okay,
then say kigon.
So more likely Tosis means it as an example. Yeah. Now, before the Rambam, let's look at the Me'iri. Me'iri gives us a whole different perspective on the Gemara, and it seems it doesn't really jive with what we see in the Shulchan Aruch. When it's brought Shulchan Aruch, it seems to be connecting to the Churban, and the Rambam's that way. The Me'iri takes this in a very different direction. And he clearly opens the door to a lot more than just Tosis, because for the Me'iri, it's a different type of an Issa. Until now, and we're doing in Rashi in Chagiga, and the Pashtus of the Mishnah and Mishnah Sota, it's related to the Churbanish. Look how the Me'iri formulates this whole inyan. Daniel, just after this, okay? Look how he writes. Kol minei zemer ha'asuyin l'simchas holulus v'shalo l'chavin behem l'sheva chabori yisbarach o l'tzad mitzvah ela derech kalus rosh v'taynug v'minei macha u'mishte osur l'shaman u'lishtashea bo. So he doesn't quote yet any pasuk, but he formulates the entire Gemara that we've just read, that he says, what is the geder ha'isr? What are we asering? What's zimra menola da asr according to the Me'iri that the Gemara extends to even vocal? What does it mean? It means zemer ha'asuyin l'simchas holulus. It's designed for rowdiness, not for the sake of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or tzad mitzvah, bederach kalus rosh, and just indulging b'minei machol mishteh, and having the music as kind of the feeding all that gashmius experience. That's the Me'iri's take on this Gemara. And that's where also the shaman, to listen to such music, or to delight in it, and it doesn't matter whether it's vocal or instrumental or vocal. All more so, he adds, then you have other bigger concerns as well. But then the counter to that says the Me'iri, anytime what this is about is praising Hashem, kigon mine piyutim umizmorim, it's shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mutter, even though you have it's a lot of partying that's going on. It's partying, beis chasanim, it's machol mishta and yayin, but it's all as part of the context. It's shevach to Hashem. The chen adin l'samechas mekalk shakosh ein butzad pritzus. Of course, that's the other consideration. Then the mutter, and how does one know how to call the shots? Okay, engel gadayim, mashe ein abroos. If he mekom the shaitan, is it borderline? Is it going over the line? Is it okay? Is it glat kosher? Is it glat safe? You know, this is all how the dayan has to look at it and make the call. The afa mikros melandim from the psukim themselves, they indicate shulonema el derech pritzus v'hush amar ka'amim k'minaga amim. That's that pasuk. V'chem b'shir lo yishtu yayin shekol el derech pritzus v'kalis rosh and mesechis sota nirakein behedya. Now, I didn't bring the Me'iri on sota, but the Me'iri on sota elaborates more, and he brings the Yishalmi. The Gemara in Sota is mashma that is based on Bitul Sanhedrin, right? That's what the Mishnah says, and the Gemara quotes the Pasuk. So what does that do with what the Me'iri is saying? So the answer is Yerushalmi that they quote there is that the Sanhedrin were able to safeguard that the songs did not contain lyrics of priests, of holiness, and so on. So the reason why it's connected to Sanhedrin is not because of the union of the Churban, but rather that the Sanhedrin were able to preserve the level of purity in the music. Well, Bitul Sanhedrin, then their divine nevala began to enter into the music and the lyrics and so on. So the Meiri really is coming from an entirely different perspective on the sugya than what we've seen so far, and the way it's going to get codified more or less in the Shulchan Aruch as part of the Yonim of the Churban. The Meiri is looking at this entire sugya through the framework of, you know, is it Holulus or is it Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And Sanhedrin is just a Hechetimtzah in terms of whether we have crossed that line or not, and Ladan Mashen of Rose. And that becomes the sugya for the Meiri. Question is, how much of this Meiri can we bring the halacha after we go back to the way that we began to approach the sugya, and that is from the perspective of the Churban, a bit of music. And here Tosis gave us a little bit of leeway, Shir Shal Mitzvah Shari. That's where we are right now. Let's go to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, but I think Daniel first, yeah.
So you're wondering, Seder, when Tosos is saying that Shir Shal Mitzvah, does this mean that the Shir itself is a mitzvah? Meaning, like, Mesamech HaSamakala, it sounds like the Shir itself is being Samech, but okay, as to this mitzvah, just because you're singing, meaning that might be...
It's still connecting to the
but
mitzvah.
But it's not the mitzvah itself. Singing is not a mitzvah.
Right. You're saying an interesting deep thing. The Shir itself is the mitzvah. It's creating the simcha.
Yeah.
And here it doesn't blend together with the simcha.
In other words, it's not from Ramosha that if he was mistopic about
a dinner. Yeah, but that's because the connection is much looser.
I'm saying
I hear that's part of Ramosha's suffix, maybe. Okay, I hear. Okay, let's go to the. There you go.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah. The time is maybe it's only the Shir itself is a simcha.
Okay, but let's say a Suda.
With Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is Suda's mitzvah. The whole Suda has a shame. So the Shir is creating more of the Inyan of the mitzvah of the Suda. What's the Inyan of the Suda?
Maybe
is
without the Shir, still a mitzvah.
Yeah, but it makes the Suda more meaningful, so it blends with the mitzvah.
Yeah, but
without
the
Shir, you could also have some other dance and
songs. Yeah.
Yeah, but Amaisa, this also does accomplish this. Yeah.
Can
you talk about that, like,
you see that.
Yeah. But see, that's why you're thinking there should be more of a possible chiluk. Okay. Let's look at the Lashon Rambam Hilchos Tainis. Now here we're going to get a much stricter perspective, and you have to know how this is going to mesh with our sugya that we just read. What, again, let's chazer over from Rashi and Tosis. Where are we right now? If it's the base of Mishtos, the Hainu, it's Alayayin. What's Usser? All Shira is Usser. Right? If it's not over wine, then the only thing Tosis says, Roy Lahachmir, however we define that, is Ragil Bekach. It's also a problem. But as far as differentiating between Shira B'Per or Shira B'Kli, do we have any basis so far to distinguish? No. The Rambam comes along and actually splits it. The Rambam says, Hilchos Tainis, and this is all clear, the context is clearly Churban related, not the way we saw from the Meiri. The Chen Gazru, this is how Rambam puts it, Gazru. Batru Shira B'Fishtos, Gazru, Shiro L'Nagein B'Kli Shir. That means not to have musical instruments. The kol mine zemer, the kol mashmiye kol shoshir, all these things, these instruments that bring out music, aser l'smach ben, to delight in them, but aser l'shoman, or to hear, mipnei achurban. No question, the Rambam is mipnei achurban. Rambam continues, but what else is aser? Now, with the Rambam started, he didn't say aliyayin. So the Rambam seems to say that when it's talking about instrumental music, just hearing music, enjoying music, instrumental, is aser based on churban. What else is aser? Ba'afilu shir b'peh alayayin aser. So the Rambam introduces alayayin and limiting the iser to yayin by shira b'peh. Shenemar, and the irony is the pasuk the Rambam quotes b'shir l'yishtu yayin, and again, reading our Gemara, this is the kasha that everybody's trying to figure out in the Gemara, according to the Rambam. The Rambam b'shir l'yishtu yayin, the Gemara says, imei hiu havamina wachira deman. And the Rambam is using the pasuk b'shir l'yishtu yayin as the iser b'yayin of shira v'peh. And that's where it's aser ala yayin. And whereas instrumental music is aser, even not alayin. Then the Rambam himself gives you the opening of what is permitted al hayayin. V'nagu kol Yisrael lo medivish tishpachos l'shir shel hodos l'kel al hayayin. Meaning to say, shira b'peh. And what about shira b'kli? Lomar. Where the Rambam give you that after? Not even give you that? Chasim v'kala. It's very unclear in that either. The marker for the Rambam, so you see the Magid Mishnah tells us, number one, the Mishnah in Sota, Memches, the Gemara by here by us in Gittin, Zimanoa the Usser, the Asiku, the Afil Zimad the Puma Usser, even vocal. But again, the Rambam takes the Isser of the Puma specifically to be Alayayim. Ukvar Nagu called Yisrael, says the Magid Mishnah, Kach Kasser Rabbeinu Haigon, that Rabbeinu Haigon said, Hodar Minan Zimad the Puma Usser, Neginos Shal Ava, Shabinad Machavero, Shabeach Yafa Biafio, to praise, you know, someone who's beautiful for the beauty, someone's qualities, but not to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She's the Shbaruch Hu, v'zichron chasem shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to thank Hashem and express hodat Hashem, min kol Yisrael omran, v'veis chasena, v'veis mishtos, v'kol neginos, v'kol simcha. L'omran, again, does he mean only l'omran? Probably, you would think it would also be with musical accompaniment of instruments, but this is Rav Haigo. Look at the Shulchan Aruch with me. Let's start with the tour. Actually, the tour is good, and then the Shulchan Aruch. Go to Seder. The tour, Tav Kuf Samach. Now, he's going to bring the Rambam, he's going to bring Tosfos, and then he's going to bring another Rambam, which is even more machmir than the Rambam in the Yad, the Rambam in the Tshuva. Avi, wait. Zak the tour. V'asru, where the Gimel is. The Gimel from the Beis Yosef, in the middle of the page. Tav Kuf Samach. V'asru, kol mine shir, Bain b'kli, bain b'peh. Okay. It's usher, whether instrumental or vocal. Upirish Rashi, kigon l'shar beis ha-mishteh. What's this kigon, Yosef? What's this kigon in the tour? Example or meaning that is, namely, right? I think here the kigon of the tour is, yeah, kigon l'shar beis ha-mishteh. The atosus mefarshim, Dafil b'lom mishtenami, but the dafka mishen rogel b'kach. Kehi diyisav Yerushalmi, v'esh galusa, davei koin v'damach b'zimra, pirish b'shachmo v'kuma y'mizam l'fana. Now, again, I read the Tosis with you, b'ro'i l'hachmir. What is the tour saying in Tosis? That dafil b'lom mishtenami. In other words, we're talking about the same darg of Isser, if it's rogel b'kach. So, what I see in the tour is that the Isser of Yain is not because it's Yai. It's because it raises the level of Tainug. And the Tainug that's not of Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu order is what's Aser, Bifnei HaKhurban. But that Tainug can exist ala Yayin even occasional basis. And it would, same way, would exist. That's your Tainug. So it's not like another level that's one below. It's not Roy Lahachmi. It's Mamish, the same thing. That's what it seems in the Torah. The Omilash and Aramba Mashma, the Bekri Usr Lishma Becholinyin, the Pedafgalayin. What we saw in the Rambam, the Torah quotes this in the Rambam. But then the Torah continues beyond that. That's the Rambam in the Yad. Avahu Bir Bechubas She'ela and Chubas Arambam, they tell you where you can find it. The Afilu Bepeh Usr Af Below Mishta. So now it's going even beyond. That the Isr is not totally on Yayin on any level, not the peh or the kli. It's always usher. Music is usher. Period. Afalom is the enchil be lashon ivri lashon aravi. Even if it's going to be in lashon hakodesh, but the words, it's not the words themselves and the language. It's about the content. The koshkein and hedivin nivul. This is where the Me'iri was coming from. The Me'iri saw the whole sugya more from the perspective of divine evil. The Torah just brings in, of course, koshke, this is not a chorbit, this is just basic halacha. Like romantic type of things, love songs. The kayotzibo. Okay, so here we have the Torah bringing the range of shittas. How should we pass it? Well, Depends who you look, where you look to. If you look in the Bach, for example, just one on the page here, look at the Bach. The Bach, by the way, I don't have time to go everything, but you see the top Bach, he tries to work out the Gemara according to the Rambam. That's a difficulty, huh? You read the Gemara. But then he brings Umashe Kasav, just start with that one. Avahu biyar b'tshubat she'ela, dat b'peh aser, mashma da'afilu she'enu ragil. Not like Tosis. Ba'korchach she'daito l'far she'idem ha'ukva, da'asa afilu b'peh, afilu b'lo mishte. Okay. Now, Ulinyan Halacha, look where the hand is in the next paragraph. See the Bach, the Mishnebura quotes this and Ramosha quotes it. Ulinyan Halacha, Yira'ek Iker, this is the most Machmashita you can get, this Bach. Yira'ek Iker, Kedive Haramba Mitshuva Shaila. What? That the only heter is Shiris Vesishbachos. The Kosh She'ena Shashiris Vesishbachos, Asr Afil Bromish Afil Bepeh. Now, what is his raya? And this raya, maybe we can deflect. We see Ramosha also deflects the raya. What's his raya? He brings the Gemara right after that first Gemara that we read in Sota. The Gemara has the following. A line or two down in Sota. The Gemara differentiates between two different types of people who sing. Where is it? Oh. Daf Mem Chesem et Aleph. Take a look. A few lines into the Gemara. Amar of Huna, the line begins Yukas Shar. Zimra de Nagdi u de Bakri, Shari, de Gardoi Usr. What does that mean? Zimra de Nagdi u de Bakri. That's okay. Rashi, the people who are pulling in the boats by their, you know, their ropes, they're roping in the boats to the dock. So they sing when they do that. Hang hi ho, whatever they're singing, right? That's the sailor. So mostly Svinas Bechevel Sharish Eno El Gazarzam Bevelachtam. What is that doing? It's getting them inspiration to keep working, to get the work done, right? That's the Nagdi or the Bakri Shemizamin Beshasha Chorshin. They're using the animals to plow. And again, Eno El Chavin, or for the animals' sake, Eno Chavin Es Hashvam with Talmeim Shochem Bekol Shir Shari Balei. Those the animals. Hear the music, the song, and then they're able to do a better job in the Harisha. So that's Mutter. What's Aser? The Gardai Aser. Rashi says, these are people, I think they're weaving. The Inu Elis Chok. It's just Stam Holus. Okay? So now, says the Bach, so what's Aser? What kind of music? Bepeh? In what context? It doesn't talk about the Gardai doing it over wine. So Mashba, like the Rambam in the Tshuva. No, what's Rav Moshe is going to answer to this? Is it a raya? What would the Gemara be talking about, maybe? Why they're doing it on a... No? What did Tosa say? Ragel b'kach, right? So the answer is pashut. It's not a raya to the Rambam. This is because it's going ragel b'kach. Ragel b'kach is aser because of that. Not because if it's just one, occasionally, it's not aser shelo aliyai. But that's what the Bach brings. That's his raya. Ukidikasinan, Zimma he one Gemara, and then the other Gemara is the Gardai Aser, Pirshan Ginas Minagdam, the other Bishosha Moshkan Masloya Bishosha Minhagin Minagin Hashvarim, Mutush Eno Sakin Lachdan of Aniginos Minagdin Haorgin, the weavers, Bodin Sharu Umnin, Bumnasan, Asum Shainam El Samech Vavan, the Aser. The Koshkin Shasu Shmoki Zemer, Figakish Lahazir, Al Mikilum Ristos. Okay, so this is the Bach. Shulchan Aruch, go Keseda, the Shulchan Aruch. Dr. Machaber, how does the Machaber Paskin, how does the Ramah Paskin? How should the Svardin Paskin? Also a big question. Second Avi, take you in a second. We also Shulchan Aruch, Tavkov Samoch, Sif, Gimel, V'chein Gazru, Shalom and Nagin B'Klishir. Now who is he quoting? Who's the Shulchan Aruch? Who Yosef Karo quoting here? These words are? Where are they coming from, these words? Kemat, the Lashon of the Rambam. Now, if you skip the Ramah for a second, this is all taken from the Ramah. Right? Now, look at the Ramah's insertions. The first one, Haggah. So right after the Machabe said, which is basically saying that it's usur even what? Because that's what he mentions later. So right now it's usur to have music, even in other words, when is this isur going to apply? One of two ways. Either if it's the kings, it's what they do regularly, or if it's the Beis HaMishter, which is Alayayin. So what is the Ramah is basically going in which direction, like the tours and like Rashi and Tosis. But again, what I do notice again is that the level of the Isser, Misha Ragil, is of the same order as the Isser, because it puts it in one sentence. Oh, the Beis HaMishter. It's a mishta layayin. Ragi b'kach is all of the same level. Not the roi lahachmir. It's the same as, but that's the Rama. Okay, so where does it leave us? Where does it leave us if we're Ashkenazi? Where does it leave us if we're Sfardim? Should we follow Maran? What should halacha be? Avi?
Is it possible to be a diagram of the Rama that one says that there's also a zera that not to be
not to what? Let's see the next Rambam. A second. Hagavich. One second. Before you continue. The next Rambam. I just forgot the next Hagavich. V'chein v'tzorach mitzvah. It's a dimish espachos. Kigon v'bayis v'yitzchas mekala koshari. That's a tosis. Okay, go on.
Is it possible that the
Tzadik
and the Rambam that only really
really what?
He's in contact with Rashi and Tosfos. When he gets more mouthy, he's only referring to on fast days. That's the reason why he's quoting it in Tosfos Tainus, and that's why it's connected to Karbon.
He's talking about a lot of things that are not per se Tainus. It's Chorban related.
And he brings the other things in to
yeah, but
furthermore, on the point on the day of Tainus.
He doesn't say it's a day of Tainus. No indication in the halach itself. Mishachar b'samigdash. Look at the previous halachas. You see, Mishchar Beis Hamikdash, they would take the chacham in this, Mishayra Malama, other things, Zeichel Churban, and then he has this, and then he has another halacha followed. He's not talking about a Yom Tainus per se. All these things are Gezeros, Takanos. We'll see the next Gemara further on Aramu. That's the next halacha. That's the next Sifre Shulchan Aruch. We'll get to that also. Okay, for a few minutes, and then we'll break. Let's do a little bit in the Mishnah Berurah and have a little bit of. I'll bring you from the Dershit. So here we are, where contemporary posts can begin to find more room to be makel. Although again, at the end of the day, I'll tell you, you saw the Rav Moshe, maybe I'll just give you that, and not the whole Shuvah, because he tries to work out the Gemara, but just at the end. At the end of the Shuvah, you see Rav Moshe is inclined to be machmir, except that he says, if you want to be makel, I'm not going to be mocha. But it's interesting. Hayotzim, he said, just look at the last paragraph of the tshuva here in Arachayim Kuf Samachvav, the last paragraph. This is from 1958, this tshuva. Hayotzim, he said, let's take a look. The Bepuma in Rasar Shalom Beis Mishte, Umish in Uragil. So it should come out that vocal music should not be us or not on wine, and if you're not used to it, just stand to sing, whatever. The only one who's machmir, stam to sing vocally, stam without wine, is only the Ram in the Tshuva. This is the kasha that the Bach had to prove that we should paskin like the Ram in the Tshuva. Because she'asa she'ekshem is abach, the whom mishim dekemed al o mezam beis malachtan, l'schoku, k'ragil bekach b'shas shchiva v'kima. It's the equivalent of someone always doing it on a regular basis to usher. Who cares what this man does? It's only morning and evening. If it's always at 10 o'clock in the morning when they're bringing in the boats or whatever, or the other case, Gadoi, it's whenever they're doing it on a regular basis, that's the Ragel Bekach. But, Lamaisa, as follows. Number one, Vadai meharo'i lebal nefesh lahachmir ke'arama b'tshuvaso v'abach pasakavase afshar v'yoso en akum. The raya is not a raya. Kumbray lahachmir. So the first thing is, bal nefesh wants to be machmir, like the Ram in the Tshuva, that's the Bal Nefesh. That's as far as Zimra de Puma. The Zimra de Mana, Asa b'chol makom. She came sober Rambam v'hamachaber. Umasa Bayati, Efsa Shigam Rashi Tosis, Lo Pligi, Lachin after Ramah, Sabisha Pligi, Ramah thinks he's arguing, Moshe thinking maybe it's not even Machokas, Matin Shlom is a Mishta, Ein Rogel, Yeshahachmi, Afsha Wisad Rabbanan, the Mudvar Mitzvah, okay, now, Masha Mitosis and Miramasha Mutta, Afsha Eno Simchas of the Kala, the Hanakto Kigon, the base Chas Mekala Koshari, Masha Chas Mekala Shnakto, who rakwit Seer, but who had the Nechodvar Mitzvah, it's not Labdafka just that, but Habanquets, Sha'osim, Ramosha often writes English words, and that's anyone who reads the Chuvah of Ramosha knows that. Sha'osim with Sorach Sadaka, Misukani, and Mubachal Hetadva Mitzvah, Me'acha Shasud, Vyasimcha, Eina Mitzvah, the Etzah. So this mitzvah is better. Rakshu less of Ideza, Habi Anashim, bring people together, she is not voting. Abu Efshashi Shahakshiv Shudva Mitzvah, Kim Shuachvod, Mikhaim Mitzvah, Staka, Chain Tobu Achmim Efshav, Eingim Chosdeira Mekirin. Okay. Look at the Mishtabura very quickly with me. Tav Kuf Samach. A few things in the Mishtabura. Shlo Enagin Bechay Shir, Haina Bechay Asra Fiu Shlo Alayayin, Ledezu. That's the Ramba. Obeves HaMishta. This is going on the Ramah. Right, the base of Mishnah with Salomo Fisher who are a yayin astro bazer. I feel Mishena Rogin bazer. The dad, I feel a bit pet, Usr ala yayin lukui alma. That which is Usr ala yayin, even according to Rashi Tosis, everybody would agree. The pet ala yayin is Usr for everybody. Alkin Yeshim Chos, and the following thing that Prima Gadda brings. People are sitting, Beasuda, Bachurz, Omdim, Menagdim. They're sitting and eating, and outside they're singing, and there's a music. Bachol Yomosin came. Isagamur. The only thing is, what were they drinking? Were they drinking wine? Were they not drinking wine? It doesn't say they're drinking wine, right? So in the Sharat Siyun, Chav Gimel, he says, it must be Aliyayim. And therefore, maybe if they was to drink without wine, maybe it would be okay. Englim Chos, even if it's Regili. If you just have other beverages, not wine, maybe it's not such a big deal. That is Tzivkat and Yud Beis. Yud Gimel. I feel shibit palayayin aser, ubach pasak, I feel below yayin gamkin aser, based on the Gemara of Moshe Sfinos, Shari, but the Gardai aser, that was his raya. Then he talks about women singing, yes, malachtan, fine. Tivishir is the Sishbachos, okay, that I'll leave for after, okay? Sichon Chazdei Hashem. Now, a few things in the Dirshu, because of the modern day poskim who look at the situation. Basically, it sounds from all this that can you go to a concert? I don't know. Can you have a kumzitz? Maybe a little bit easier. Kumzitz. Shiris v'sishbachos. Concert's different.
What is it?
What exactly? What kind of music is being sung? And what is the... Right. What's the agenda? Right. What kind of concert is it? And what about stam listening to music? Right. So this is where a lot of interesting things are mentioned by a number of modern day poskim. This goes across the board, you know. There's a lot of... But to know that it's a shayla, I think is important. Let me bring a little bit from the Dirshu here. They bring it... okay. The Velt is Mekel, that's number one, okay? Okay, that's the first thing to know, okay. So first of all, as far as they bring some examples. Let's say you have an alarm clock that always plays music every day when you wake up, you go to sleep. I'm never going to sleep. Wake up. So he thinks that maybe that yesh lahach mi'af l'dasa ramah. It's doma to the malachim sh'om d'mishachlim im manginot. L'sora b'shein ade kaletes of sh'on ma'orer ha'mashmiya shirim manginot. That's for some
examples. Jewish music.
Even. However, as far as an alarm clock, he brings from El Yashiv that if it's only used as an alarm clock, and as soon as it rings, it shuts itself off. It doesn't continue as tiny. Then maybe it's mut. So it doesn't know. Does it start by itself? Does it just play a jingle or something? It starts by itself. That's probably okay. But if it's something which is mamish, like a whole thing every day, regular, okay. Now. I can't find everything right now, but let me just say a little, one or two things that I think are mentioned, and then we'll have more to talk about in a little while. Okay. So the Indian that some people like to bring in a lot is, as the Neil was talking with you earlier, that our door needs it. We are a very depressed generation, and we are in need of chizuk, and therefore we can expand this idea of divrei shir, shevach kadosh baruch hu, to anything that leads to yiras shamayim. And here's where the Me'iri can be brought in, even though the Me'iri, remember, was talking from a different context. His whole template of the sugya was a different template. The Me'iri's template was not Churban related. Understand where it's coming from. The Me'iri was talking about a different type of a sugya. The whole Indian is to be Nevala Bashir, and therefore once you start talking about appropriate type of lyrics and it's work for Ruchnius, of course it's going to be fine. But if you read the sugya like the way it comes down in halacha, that it's an Indian that's connected to the Churban, then it's more of a stretch to just be able to say everything goes. But Moshe is misupik about a banquet. But again, afopikain, you know, if their door needs it, and if the standard alternative is going to be that people are going to, you know, lose cheshek and doing mitzvahs and avodas Hashem, then koza nichnas in what we could try to say is dvar mitzvah. That seems to be a very big source of wanting to be mako. And again, there's what to talk about. I want to talk a little about this from a different angle in a little while, but just Shlomo before we do. Yeah.
Doesn't there at all to you, I could probably define as simply a seder?
Tainug. Is it tainug for the sake of inspiration, or is it tainug for the sake of stam relaxation? Maybe also good, maybe not. Is it tainug for the sake of taiva, you know, right? Yes, Natalia.
At the end of this talks about just
the last, yeah. It's hard to put into exact categories in a very detailed way. That's a halacha that, you know, you might have to know where. Okay, Purim is Purim, obviously. That's its own Indian. But what does it mean, Asama is Schok Pibolim as there? Okay. A comedy club, perhaps.
Mishra mentions Purim.
What?
The Mishra mentions Purim as
you mentioned
Purim.
Yeah. Okay. Break now. We'll resume with the seminar. Okay.